This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Islamic militants stormed a hotel in Somalia, killing over a dozen people as they engaged in an hours-long exchange of gunfire. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more details.
The attack started with explosions outside of the popular Hyatt Hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Over three dozen people were wounded, as well as over a dozen dead, as security forces rushed to rescue as many people as possible. Somali forces were still trying to end the siege of the hotel almost 24 hours after the attack started. Gunfire could still be heard the following evening as security forces tried to contain the last gunmen thought to be holed up on the hotel's top floor. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian authorities have reported shooting down Ukrainian drones in Crimea, while Ukrainian officials said Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under their control. The Russian military also kept up its attacks in Ukraine's north and south. The Russian military also kept up its attack in Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Authorities said local air defenses shot down a drone above the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. It was the second drone incident at the headquarters in 3 weeks. A Russian-installed official said attacks by small drones also triggered air defenses in western Crimea. The Ukrainian military said that it had destroyed a prized Russian radar system in the southern Zaporizhia region. And again, Russian authorities say that they shot down Ukrainian drones in Crimea, while Ukrainian officials say Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under their control. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On the second anniversary of the poison attack on Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, Germany and the United States have hailed the determination of the Kremlin critic who was imprisoned in Russia. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz praised the Russian opposition leader's courage in a video message on Saturday. He remembered how Navalny was taken to a German hospital after the poisoning that Navalny blamed on Russia. Scholz says that he got to know a courageous man who returned to Russia because he wanted to fight for democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. The U.S. State Department called for Navalny's immediate release. In a tweet, Navalny called his second birthday the day they tried to kill me, but for some reason I didn't die. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling Finland and Sweden, quote, our allies of the high north, and their addition to NATO could bring military and territorial advantages to the Western Defense Alliance. That's especially so as the rapid melting of the Arctic from climate change awakens strategic rivalries at the top of the world. The two Nordic nations rushed to join NATO after Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in February. Two-thirds of NATO's 30 member nations have approved their membership so far. NATO would be bringing in two sophisticated militaries and, in Finland's case, a remarkable tradition of national defense and skill at Arctic fighting, even on skis and snowshoes. The head of the World Food Program says the United States is stepping up to buy about 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine in the next few weeks for an upcoming shipment to Hungary and areas around the world. The UN agency's executive director told the Associated Press about the development, speaking from northern Kenya. David Beasley says that the final destinations for the grain are not confirmed as of yet. But the planned shipment would be more than six times larger than the first WFP-arranged ship from Ukraine is now carrying toward the drought-stressed Horn of Africa. Another failed rainy season could tip parts of the Horn, especially Somalia, into famine. Recapping our top story, Islamic militants have in fact stormed a hotel in Somalia, killing over a dozen people as they engaged in an hours-long exchange of gunfire. We have more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.